Hey, if I can have your attention here in the media center, we are joined by today's third place finisher, Joey Logano, driver of the number 22 Discount Tire Ford for Team Penske. Joey, you certainly had a strong car out there today, had to battle back from some adversity to put yourself in the mix to win. Could you walk us through your run, please?
Yeah, it was a lot of fun, that's for sure. This is the first time I've got to run this new Xfinity drafting package, and I had a lot to learn early in the race. Tried to make a lot of aggressive moves early just to see what works and what doesn't, to use that at the end to try to win the race, and was able to learn a lot of things about certain cars and certain drivers and what my car can and can't do and what this new drafting package is like. And it's crazy out there. I like the drafting package. It's really hard to maintain the lead, and I think that's a very good thing. You're able to, you can't really block it with air like you can with a cup car, and the runs come slower. This is one of those things that you keep. I know I'm in two places at the same time.
Good man.
It's amazing, right? and so you got to block these, block them with the car. So you physically, yeah, you know, push each other quite a bit, and it gets crazy. And sometimes you push someone too hard. Like
that was not your fault.
Thanks.
Not your fault.
But overall, like I said, it is a good day. It was a lot of fun. Just, I'm glad a Ford won, but just the wrong one. which is the Discount Tire Ford instead. But overall, a lot of fun. If the caution came out a little bit sooner down the backstretch, we would have won the race for about 5 or 6 seconds down the backstretch. But they raced to the end, and I'm all right with that. I'm glad we raced to the end. As a driver in the heat of the battle, I guess I'm a little selfish about it, wishing the caution came out. But as a race fan, I get it. And, if everything looks like it's okay back there, I don't know if anyone hit hard or not, but if everything looked okay, then I understand, letting us race to the end.
And we're also joined by today's second-place finisher, Elliott Sadler, driver of the One Main Financial Chevrolet for Junior Motorsports. Elliott, I know you've got to go out and qualify here shortly for the Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series, but walk us through that crazy finish.
Yeah, I want to make sure Joey knows it was not his fault.
I felt bad for a second. I was like, oh!
That's a good finish for us. I made a huge mistake there. Coming to the white, me and my spotter were so focused on where the 22 was because he had a really good car and he's so good at it. I kind of made a mistake where I was on the track and would have liked to got beside Eric and made a run for it, but came up a little short. So proud of my guys. I mean, we changed the left front shock today and changed some front end settings and all of that after the first segment and battled our way back to a second place finish. So all in all, it was a good day for us.
Okay, we're going to open up the floor for questions. We'll start with Kelly. Questions first for Elliott Sadler or Joey Logano.
Kelly Crandall, Racer.com for Joey. Winning is obviously, first and foremost for the 22 team. But you personally, how much emphasis do you put on running a race like this to be able to try things in the draft and make some moves to go into the cup race with maybe an idea of what you can and can't do?
I think the big thing for weird you're staring at me like this.
If you're gonna give away a secret, I'm gonna listen.
I think these Xfinity races, and with this new drafting package, it's closer to what it's like in the Cup Series. You don't have that tandem push as much, and it's more of a pack, mm-hmm, like the Cup races are. So you get a little bit more experience for what tomorrow is going to be like, which is good. I think the biggest thing is just working with your spotter and working on that lingo and working on where the runs come from and learning how to block those and being aggressive together. I think that's the biggest thing. We only do this 4 times a year, so it's hard to be really good at it. Or at least it's hard for me. Maybe I'm not that good, but it's the more seat time I get, the better I feel about my chances for tomorrow.
We'll go to Bob.
How's the weather today, Bob?
It's beautiful.
What's that?
For
you follow him on Twitter?
For both you guys.
Right.
Was it any more important to run this race today, considering there was only 14 minutes of cup practice yesterday?
Yeah, I think so. I think it definitely is. Even if we had another run yesterday in practice, I don't think there would have been a big group out there drafted anyway. So All the crew chiefs on the Cup side, they all get scared. They don't want to go out there. They don't let the drivers have fun because they think we're all going to crash, which probably
smart,
because we have. So I get it. Uh, but we all just want to have fun and play around out there a little bit. So if we had more practice yesterday, we really wouldn't have. It wouldn't have affected us much. It would have been a very small group out there. Maybe the Fords would have got together and run out there, and the Chevys and the Toyotas would have been in their own little group, and it would have been no slicing and dicing or anything like that. So, I don't think that, you know, these Speedway practices anymore are as crazy as they used to be, because we all call in scared.
Yeah, I think any kind of track time is good. And Joey hit it right on the head. The rules packages are a lot closer this year. So I learned some stuff to do that I can try tomorrow that I think I'll learn today that will definitely help me for the race tomorrow. So, you know, you can only do so much inside the car as a driver here, and what you got is what you got. But I think all the things you can learn, good and bad, if you make mistakes, you can kind of work against that or work for that tomorrow depending on what you learn today.
Elliot, Joey, I know you have some Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series qualifying to prepare for, so go good and get ready, and good luck with that this afternoon.
Good job, man.
Good luck.
Man.
Dang it. Close. Am I done?
We are now joined by today's fourth place finisher of the Sparks Energy 300 here at Talladega, and that is Ben Kennedy, driver of the number 2 Ream Chevrolet for Richard Childress Racing. Ben, that was a wild race out there. You know, you had a fast car to start with, but you really had to battle your way back into the mix there at the end. Could you please walk us through your race?
Yeah, we had a really fast Ream Chevy today. You know, the guys worked really hard on it. And kind of being my first race back in Talladega, it's been a while. You got to knock the rust off a little bit. So really happy with the finish. I got to Joey there at the end, and we're really only as good as whoever was behind us and how close they were behind us. We were all single file there for a while. We even lost the pack, just running wide open. So, it was a lot of fun, and I got a lot out of it.
Okay. We'll open the floor for questions. We'll start in the back with Jessica.
Jessica Ruffin with NASCAR.com. This being your first race back in the Xfinity Series this year, and you expecting to have a slew of other Xfinity starts this season, how much confidence does this give you, this strong finish with the rest of the year?
Yeah, it gives me a lot. We got a bunch of races this year, and, I got to go test at Charlotte the other day, so that was pretty good. But honestly, just trying to get back in the car and get used to things again. These Xfinity cars drive so differently from what I'm used to in the trucks, so that's going to be a whole new learning curve. But, this gives you a lot of confidence and momentum, and, this is one of the first times I've had some good fortune here at Talladega, so. It's rare, but I'll take it.
Go to your right to Jim.
Jim Utter, motorsport.com. Two questions. First, kind of following up on that, what has it been like for you waiting to make your season debut?
Long. Really long. It kills you sitting on the sidelines watching truck and Xfinity races. But at the same time, in the back of my head, I knew good things were to come, and with the RCR car and then running GMS as well. So, I'm really looking forward to the season. It was tough. I still stayed busy with some random stuff, but it's good to be back at a racetrack for a reason.
And what you just mentioned, what you put together with GMS and RCR this season, are you pleased with how your schedule turned out?
Yeah, really pleased. It's 21 races and 9 with RCR and a really good car, and GMS too. They got a strong alliance, so I'm looking forward to all the races. We had a decent test the other day. We learned a lot out of it, and we're going to change some stuff going back. So, I'm just looking to be competitive. My goal was, weighing out the options over the off season is, let's be in something that we can go win races in and be competitive, no matter what series. And these deals came together, and we're here.
Additional questions for Ben? Let's go to Kenny.
Kenny Bruce with NASCAR.com. Ben, being out of the car that long, did you feel rusty or uncomfortable at all, or did you get back in it and it's like, oh, I haven't – it was only like last week I wasn't in a car.
It wasn't like last week, that's for sure. Thankfully, all the technology nowadays, there's simulators and all that stuff that you can use, but nothing is as close to being in the car as actually sitting there and, going around a racetrack. So, it did feel a little rusty, but at the same time, I know this is a brand new car. These things drive so differently from what I'm used to. There's a lot more downforce on them. They're a lot more nimble, sensitive to the wheel and all that stuff. So I'm just trying to learn, you know, things here and there and communicate to my guys and, you know, my other teammates as well. Like, you know, ask them, I'm feeling this, but I don't know if this is right or wrong or indifferent. So, you know, thankfully I've got good teammates on the RCR side that have been helpful this weekend.
Additional questions for Ben. Ben, welcome back to the NASCAR Xfinity Series. Congratulations on your run. We'll see you next time.
Cool. Thanks.